Blog Talk Radio.
In God's Purpose Ministry. I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. This morning, it is December the 4th, 2016. It is the first Sunday of the last of this year. So this is the last Sunday that we will have, a first Sunday in this year. It's going through. We have went all the way through the whole year to get to here. The next month when we speak, it will be a first Sunday in the next year of 2017. And I just come to share a little bit with you that we need to focus on what God has for us. We need to listen for what God is saying. We need to draw near to God. We need to walk in obedience to God as we walk through this time, because time is shorter than what it's been. And time is moving. If you just sit up and you just look at how fast this year has went by, if you pay attention, time is moving. Time is not waiting on nobody. So we got to line up with what God is saying. We got to ask God to open our minds and our hearts and our ears that we can seek him with all that we are. We have to pray. We have to humble ourselves before God and humble ourselves before the people. This is our last first Sunday in 2016. Father God, I thank you for this time and this opportunity that you will allow me to come forward to bring a word today, Father God, that your word would be a blessing unto your people, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for everything as I humble myself ever before you, Father God, and your people, Father God. I ask, God, that you would take and do what you will with your word this morning, that your word shall not come back void, Father God, that it will bless your people, Father God. I thank you, God, that you will be glorified for all that I do, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for this time and this opportunity. Thank you for one more chance, Father God. Thank you for loving and keeping me in your care, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for orchestrating your way, your plan. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, this morning I am coming out of Isaiah 55:6-9. And it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will have abundant pardon. For verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's Isaiah 55:6-9. And so it tells you right there, in the first one it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. We need to start calling unto the God. We need to start seeking God with our whole hearts, minds, and soul. We need to cry out to him. We have to ask God for direction, and we have to walk in obedience to what God gives us, even if we don't understand, even if it don't make sense to us. We still need to search him. We need to cry out to him with our whole hearts. 7, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto God, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That means that whatever you're doing, repent, turn, come out of it, and then go to God. Ask God to forgive you, and ask God to turn you around in that situation, and God will do that because God is full of grace and mercy, and God can pardon you, and God can forgive you of all your sins that you have done, that you have thought, and the things that you're in now. You can come out of them and cry unto God and ask God for mercy, and he shall give it to you because his word said it, and because his word will not come back void. You have to trust in what the word of God is telling you. In verse 8, it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. That means that whatever you're thinking and whatever way you think it is, it's not the way that God thinks, because we don't have the mind of God. We don't know what God is thinking. We don't know. We can go and try to say, well, you know, God said, but we really don't know. We have to seek him, and we have to wait for God to make it so clear to us. We have to stop leaning to our own understanding and start asking God for the direction in our life. As we end the first Sunday in the last of this year and get ready to enter next year into a brand new first Sunday in 2017, we need to ask God, what is your ways? What is your thoughts? What is it that you would have me to do in 2017? And as I say to the Lord, whatever you're doing in the season that you're in, Lord, I ask that you don't do it without me. I pray that you don't leave me out, Lord. Whatever it is, whatever you need to do to me, for me to line up with what your plan is and what your plan is for right now for the kingdom of God, don't leave me out. I ask that you direct my steps. I ask, God, that when I call unto you, I will get an answer and I will hear from you. And that I'll lean to not to my understanding, but in all thy ways I will acknowledge you and ask you to direct my steps. And when I'm not clear on how my steps are being directed, I will be still until your will is clear. That's the prayer we have to learn how to pray. That's the prayer that we need to hold on to. And then in verse 9 it's for, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your ways. So whatever I'm sitting here thinking, God already knows. God knows my thoughts from afar. God already knew what I was going to say today. He's not getting up thinking about what I'm doing. It's already planned. It's already been set. We have to just seek God with our whole heart, mind, and soul. We have to believe that God is the finishing author of all things for us. We do have to believe Romans 8 and 28 that all things are working together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. We do have to believe if God be for us, who then can be against us? We have to know. We got to know that God has a plan for us. We have to know that God is our shepherd and we shall not want. We have to know that we lift ourselves unto God. We have to know that we have to learn how to praise and worship God from our whole hearts. We have to know that we have to come out of religion and serve God with a true and a true heart. We have to start seeking the kingdom of God, you all, and start seeking the kingdom of man. We got to let go. Of the old things that we were taught to do. And when I mean the old things, I'm just saying in religion things. And learn what God wants us to do in this season. We have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when we begin to seek God in all that we do, God would then begin to lead us in the path that he wants us to go. God would then start giving us a revelation in the things that he wants us to do in this season. Remember, this is our last first Sunday in 2016. What will you do today for the kingdom of God? Will you listen to what God is telling you and walk in obedience to God, what God wants you to do, or will you continue to line up with formalities and religion? Will you continue to walk in the way that you want to walk, or will you walk into the obedience of Christ? Will you seek God with your whole heart? Will you seek God and ask God, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do in this season, Father God? What is it that you would allow me to and want me to say to your people, Father God? Let us seek God with our whole minds, hearts, and souls. God has a way for us. God has a perfect plan for us. If he would not have had it, he would not have told us that. God would not have given us the message that he's given us. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and we have to trust it even when it don't make sense, even when you don't understand it, even when you think that you're standing alone. But I'm here to tell you that even though it may seem like you're standing alone, you would never stand alone because God promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he always. But we have to learn how to walk in obedience to what God is telling us to do. And even if it don't make sense, even though if it outweighs the plan that you have, get with the plan that God has. Because if you have the plan, if you walk on the plan that God has, it ain't no failure in what God gives you to do. God will take care of what he has ordained. You don't have to worry about it. God will do just what he said. We have to trust in that, and we have to hold on to that. No matter what the plan is, if it's God's plan, it's the right plan. We have to trust the will that God has for our life. We have to learn how to call unto him and wait for the answer. See, we don't want to wait for the answer. We want to go. We just want to go, go, go. Everything is so fast, fast, fast now. But that's not the way that God has it right now. We need to be still and know that God is God. We need to be still and study ourselves and wait patiently for what God is telling us so we can get it correct, so we can line up with what God has for us to do in the season that he has for us. We have to learn how to understand that God has a perfect plan. and that anything that we do or should or we should not be doing, we need to repent, to pray, ask God for forgiveness, and we need to turn and we need to come out of it. Believe me, that anything that you're doing that is sin is not of God. You can trust that, because God does not okay sin. So if you're doing something and it's not lining up with what the Word of God is saying, then it is sin. And you need to repent and come out of it. I don't care how they try to justify the things that they're doing in this world. If it goes against the Word of God, it is sin. And God is not pleased with it. And you need to repent, turn, and come out of it. You need to seek God with your whole heart. You need to go to God and say to him, Lord, I need you in this space in my life. And trust me, he will come and see about you. And when he comes, he's going to do it his way. It's not going to be the way that you think. And when you're being tested because it brings you on through to the other side. And when you're being tested and God brings you through on the other side, it will be able for you to help somebody else to come through on the other side. That's why it says that our ways and our thoughts are nothing like his. We need to settle down, and we need to stop playing and thinking that we can do everything and anything and then get up under the banner of God. It's not so. It's not so. You can't do it. You can't live any kind of life. You can't deceive his people. We can't do it. God has a way, and we have to follow the plan that God has for us. That's why it says in 9, Isaiah 55 and 9, it says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is so much higher than us. God has the whole universe. God is in control of everything. God sees everything. God don't sleep. God don't slumber. You may be hiding from me. I may be hiding from you. But believe me, God sees everything. God is in full control. We have to learn how to trust God, that God will bring us out okay. And as we begin to dust off and prepare ourselves to go through the rest of this year, we have 3 other Sundays to go through this year. We have to trust God, and we have to ask God. So every time we go through another Sunday or another week, another day, another moment, another minute, we have to thank God for it. Because you know what? It could have went another way. God wakes us up because he still has a plan and an assignment for us. It is written, you all. It is written from the beginning. And we must align up with what the Word of God wants us to do. And I understand that a lot of things we don't understand. And I understand that we've been in a lot of things and we don't know when we're going to get out of them. But I understand that God stands right there with us. But I understand that God is God. I understand that God keeps us in the hollow of his hand. I understand that if we call on God, we will get an answer. We have to put our trust and our faith in God. We have to stand boldly, even when nobody stands with you. You have to stand boldness in the righteousness of what God has said. We have to start seeking the kingdom of God. We have to ask God, what is it that you want me to do in your kingdom today? We have to take our minds off of the format, and we have to take our minds off of performing. We have to stop dressing up. We're doing dress-up rehearsals every Sunday. But God got us all undressed, and he already sees us. God already knows our hearts. God already knows that when we give a praise and we worship, he already knows if that's true. He already knows if that's for a show or a fashion. He already knows. So what would you do with our last first Sunday in 2016? Will you stop, repent, and turn and ask God to direct your steps? We must learn, as it says in Isaiah 55 and 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Call on him. He will answer you. He will come and see about you just when you need him the most. That's the kind of God he is. God is a God of another chance. God, if God was not a God of another chance, trust me, I would not be here today. If it was not for God's grace and his mercy, I would not stand today. Trust me. Turn. Ask God to help you. And yes, I'm turning too. And I'm asking God to help me. God has no prospective person. He reigns on the just and the unjust. We just got to know, and we have to ask God to give us a revelation. We got to ask God as we seek him. We have, as we seek him with our whole heart and mind, we have to understand that God will be pleased with us when we walk in obedience to what he's saying, and God will cover us in all that we do that is right and lines up under the banner of Jesus Christ. We have to understand that when God gave the commandments, he hung the commandments. He put them all up under one, that we should love him with our whole heart, mind, and soul, with everything that's in us, that we should love him. And then the second is that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And once we really begin to find out what a pure love is, a lot of this stuff will fall off, because when you really, really start loving me and I really, really, really start loving you, all of this division and all this stuff is going to go away, because there is no division in love. There's unity and peace in love. And when we start doing what the commandments has told us to do, is to love one another as we will love ourselves. That means that when I stand and I love you in truth, and I don't love you in your behavior. But I love you enough to tell you that if you will receive it from me, that if we repent and we turn from our wicked ways, then will we hear from God. Then will he heal our land. It's all about love, you all. We need to start loving. We need to stop being so critical of each other and start loving on each other. If you tell me something in love, I receive it. But you tell me something in hatred and critic, I don't receive it. So let us go and let us remember that everything is working for us. Let us know that God is for us. And by him being for us, because we are his children, we are the inheritance of Jesus Christ. We got to get on one accord. We got to stand together. We got to stop blocking out what's right just so we can line up with what the world is doing. We should be making a difference in the world and not the world making a difference in us. And yes, it's possible, because it tells us in Mark 10:27, it says, and Jesus looked unto them and said, with man it is impossible, but with God it is possible. So anything is possible. It's to trust in God. It's to understand that God has a plan for us, and we got to stand strongly and bold in the word of God. And we have to learn how to humble ourselves and ask God to direct our path. And he will do it, because it's God's will for our life. We must stand strongly on the plan that God has for us, the plan of salvation that God has for us. We must stand boldly in that. We must understand that we're seeking what God wants us to do. And some of us think about us being that nothing ever happens for me. Nobody hears me. But in the word of God, in Mark 10:31, it says, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. God has not forgotten about us. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and understand that God will do just what he said. Just continue to go with the gospel. Just continue to carry the word of God. Tell a soul that needs to know that Jesus saves to the utmost. Tell them how to come in out the rain of sin and get into the umbrella of Jesus Christ. That's what we should be doing. We should be out here giving the good news. We should not be lining up with everything. And if what you're listening to every day, if it's too much for you, turn it off. Turn on Jesus Christ. and ask him to help you along your journey. And as we ask God to help us, he will help us. That's why it says in Psalms 121, it says that I will lift my eyes unto the Lord. And as we lift our eyes to God, we, you know, he will come and see about it. I'm looking it up now. It says in Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He won't slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He won't. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. That's what we have to know. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and forevermore. That's what we have to understand and hold on to his unchanging hand. So let us take this word on the on our last first Sunday of the year and put it and ask God to help you and ask God to direct your steps. And I pray that something was said in the word today will bless your spirit. I pray that God will go before you to make ease and success for your way. And for you that are out of fellowship with Christ, go to Romans 10 and 9 and get back in fellowship with Christ. Confess your sins and turn from what you are in and get back on track, because God has another chance for you and God has another chance for me. Trust in God and watch God make a difference in our lives. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how to say thank you for this word. Whenever the word is heard, Father God, whether it's heard today or if it's heard whenever through the archives, let it bless your people, Father God. Thank you for using me, thy servant. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Father God. And if you need to speak with me, you can always reach me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me at walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. And I will be available to help you. So take this word, put it in your heart, pray about it, and ask God to make a difference in your life, that you may serve the kingdom of God, that you may look unto the finisher of author of all things, and to God be the glory for what I do. Thank you, Father God. God bless you.